الخالق للإنسان المنعم عليه بالإيمان المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم القرآن. قال الله عز وجل: فإذا قضيتم مناسككم فاذكروا الله كذكركم آباءكم أو أشد ذكرا. فمن الناس من يقول ربنا آتنا في الدنيا وما له في الآخرة من خلاق، ومنهم من يقول ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار، أولئك لهم نصيب مما كسبوا والله سريع الحساب. صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and elders, in our previous lesson we mentioned that the Arabs during the days of Jahiliyyah, when they would perform Hajj, then there were certain customs which we would regard as absurd and weird practices and customs that they would do in the days of Hajj. And they would turn these Mubarak and holy sites of Mina, Arafat and Muzdalifa into marketplaces. And the whole idea of Hajj and focus during the days of Hajj was nothing but tijara. It was on trade, how to do more business, how to get more into the more of the dunya. And after the days of Mina, Arafat and Muzdalifa, now when they would return to Mina for the remainder of the stay, then they would hold these certain types of gatherings in which they would sing poetry and they would sing songs and eulogize the achievements of their forefathers. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the current verse, Allah mentions that, listen, O Arab, فَإِذَا قَضَيْتُم مَنَاسِكَكُمْ فَاذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَذِكْرِكُمْ آبَاءَكُمْ أَوْ أَشَدَّ ذِكْرًا. That once you have completed your rites or the rituals of Hajj, that means you have now finished with Mina, Arafat, Muzdalifa, and now you have come back to Mina, then now remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Obviously these gatherings that would take place in the days of Jahiliyyah, where they would now talk about and sing about the achievements of their parents and their forefathers, in these majalis, in these gatherings, or these gatherings were completely devoid from the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands them in this verse, that now once you have completed the rites of Hajj, then remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala like how you remember your parents or your forefathers. In other words, a child when he's growing up, to him at that time, nobody is more important than his father. For everything, he needs his father. If he wants something, he needs his father. Abba, if he wants to go to some place, he needs his father. He needs his Abba. So then in the same way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that, remember Allah just as how you remember your father. In other words, when you are a child. Oh, أَشَدَّ ذِكْرًا. And of course, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not our parent. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our ilah. So we should remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with much more remembrance, because we are more dependent on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than any other being. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that during the days of Hajj, how should you spend your days? When you make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah says there's a group of people among the Arab of Jahiliyyah. This is what they would do. Their whole focus and idea in the days of Hajj was nothing but tijara. So Allah says, they were in the days of Hajj making dua to Allah. But what type of dua? What kind of dua? It was a dua that was focused only for the dunya. That is why Allah says, from amongst the people, there are those who say, فَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَقُولُ رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا. Oh Allah, give us in the dunya. Give us in the dunya. In other words, open the dunya for us. Allah says they have absolutely no concern, fikr, worry for the akhirah. So they will get the dunya, but they will not have any share for the akhirah. وَمَا لَهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنْ خَلَاقٍ. And in this particular verse too, we see, compared to the next verse, we see the word hasana is not mentioned here. رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا وَمَا لَهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنْ خَلَاقٍ. They say, oh Allah, give us in the dunya. They don't say, give us good in the dunya. Compared to the rest of the believers, they make dua. When they make dua to Allah, they say, ya Allah, give us good in the dunya and good in the akhirah. In other words, these people are happy to accept and to get dunya from the side of Allah, be it coming from some good cause, good avenue, or if it comes from some evil way also. So however the dunya can come to us, let it come to us, ya Allah. But Allah says, I will give you, but in the akhirah there is no share for you. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the believers. Allah says, What dua, what type of dua do they make during these Mubarak days of Hajj in these holy sites? They say, وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَقُولُ رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنًا. That, oh our Lord, give us in the dunya good. وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنًا. In the akhirat also give us good. وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. And protect us and save us from the fire of Jahannam. This is a masnoon dua that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would read frequently, and we see even in tawaf, this dua is masnoon. It is sunnah to make this dua. This dua is very comprehensive. You can read it for different things. A person wants barakah in life, he makes this dua. A person is looking for a good spouse, he makes this dua. This word hasana is a very general word. It refers or it includes all good. That is why we make this dua for every good. وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَقُولُ. They say, oh our Lord, give us good in the dunya and give us good in the akhirah and protect us from the azab, the punishment of Jahannam. Allah says, أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمْ نَصِيبٌ مِمَّا كَسَبُوا. On account of the dua that they made, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will now bestow His favors of dunya and akhirat upon them. So on account of what they have earned, in other words, by making this dua, they will get their share of dunya and akhirat. But listen, there's a way how you utilize the dunya. There's a way how you use the dunya. You make use of the ni'am, the bounties that are now bestowed upon you by Allah, without abusing them. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the next part of the verse immediately draws our attention to that. And listen, وَاللَّهُ سَرِيعُ الْحِسَابِ. Allah is quick, Allah is swift in reckoning. In other words, now when the dunya comes to you, then there's a way how you use the dunya. We use it in the good causes, and we do not abuse or misuse these bounties that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ.